friends, to a new interview from Moncho Camano from Cuéntame USA. This week, we're going to have a conversation with the duo Night Hex. And we got them both. It's a duo, right? One, two, yeah. We got them both across the ocean. I think they're right now located in Spain, which I don't know where that country is. I have no idea. So we got them both there. We got Sam Young, Samantha Young, right there on my left. And we got Pablo Casadei.
Hi, morning.
How are you doing, Pablo?
Hi. Thank you for having us on the show. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you so much for inviting us.
Yes, I thank you guys because I started following them months ago. After I saw a couple videos and they caught my attention, especially the first thing, the music, you know. So I was like, who are these people? I have no idea who they are. So I listened to a bunch of singles they put out. And I said, let me get in touch with them because I want to know what they're doing. And I find out, well, because this band is new to me. So I always like to get informed, and especially if I like them. If I don't know who they are and I don't like the music, what's the purpose of talking to them, you know? So I got them over there, and just letting you know, how is everything going today? You're in Spain. Where in Spain are you located?
At the moment, we're in Granada, which is in the south. We're currently in the mountains.
Really, really sunny day. Yeah.
It's a beautiful day here. Sunny, wow, blue skies, and really nice day.
Extreme time, yeah.
Yeah, so you're spending, how much time have you been living in, for how long have you been living in Spain? You just moved there, over there?
Me, 1 year ago, before I was in Berlin and Barcelona, London, but I'm living more.
Yeah, I came here around 8 years ago now, and I've been living here ever since. Well, this is my base. This is our base, but we travel as much as we can.
In the weekend, we travel a lot. Yeah. During the week, we spend a lot of hours producing music at home, you know, home studio. Yeah.
And whenever we can, we go with the band or we go to other cities outside of Spain. We like to travel as much as possible.
It's kind of easy to travel here in Europe,
yeah.
I know, it's very easy. Transportations are much cheaper, better in the United States. To move around here, you need a car for sure. So when were you guys, when and where did you guys first meet?
We met around a year and a half ago now. We met here in Granada. Pablo was visiting from Barcelona. And we formed the band not long after that.
We started to compose songs.
Yeah.
So
why did you come up with the name Night Hex? Who came up with the name?
I chose the name. The name is a fusion of English and German words. So night and hex in old Germanic language used to mean witch. But also it means to bewitch someone or put like a spell on them or some kind of curse.
Okay. So Pablo was born in Argentina. What part of Argentina? Argentina is so big and large. Patagonia? No, Patagonia.
Yeah, yeah. Super big, yeah. I have the lucky from start to play music from a young age. I touring the country a lot, Argentina, yes. Mm. And then thank you to my beautiful mother. I had a passport Italian, so this is why I'm... But also I was
living... But you're from Cordoba, aren't you?
Yes, I have my hometown in Cordoba, Argentina.
Cordoba.
It's a beautiful mountain. But I travel often to Buenos Aires to play a lot there, too. In the underground scene in Buenos Aires, really good.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you about that. I'm going to ask you, we'll talk about that to find out exactly what you have over there, because it seems like you did a lot of stuff in Argentina. And Sam, you were born in the UK, right?
Yeah, I was born in England. I'm from a town which is just outside Birmingham, which is like the center of England. Right. It's like the hometown of Led Zeppelin and Black Sabbath. There's a huge rock culture.
Right. Yeah.
But then I moved to Manchester when I was 18, and I lived there for around 13 years. Mm. And that's had a big influence on me and my musical influences. And yeah, there's an amazing culture of music, I think, in Argentina and in England. We kind of share that. Both countries are obsessed with music, rock music, concerts, live venues.
Yeah. There's so many bands from the Manchester also, man. So many great bands.
A lot of influences. Berlin influenced us a lot too, such a big influence for us too.
In terms of Manchester, I would say, before we even met, we both had that influence. Mm. I lived in Manchester for 12 years, and was massively into, like, when I was a student, was massively into Joy Division, The Smiths. Right. I lived round the corner from Salford Lads Club, which was where they took this iconic photo in front of the door.
Right.
But apart from that, there's a really good electronic scene, underground scene. At the time when I was living there were amazing parties. But you also really, really get inspired by the Manchester scene as well.
I live a time in Brighton and London too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, our music have touches,
so, I would say.
Techno from Berlin and
what's so when we first met, that was like a mutual interest that we shared.
Right.
Kind of went from there. It was when we first met and started like jamming together and doing music. Mm. I don't think we envisaged that we would have a dark wave gothic band. It wasn't like,
let's do that.
Playing a lot of music, like we both very influenced by punk and rock and roll.
Very eclectic. But we're using a lot of stuff to make our music, open source free software. And
Were there any instruments in your house when you were when you were a young girl, Samantha?
Yes. My father is a musician. He used to play the bass, the guitar. He makes his own music, and I think that influenced me a lot. And, well, you
probably your parents, you're going
to play one.
Yeah.
Your same thing?
To play in your neighbor. My family doesn't have it. My first guitar at age 11 years old, I started to.
Did your parents have a short leash or a long leash on you, Pablo? Were they like, he can go out, he comes back the next day after partying, and they didn't really care much about it? Or they were like, hey, you cannot go out that late? How were they, your parents, with you? Were you, they like...
they let you
come. No, they give me total freedom. Son, at really young age, yes. Mm-hmm. I'm going to live alone at really young age too.
So, because Cordoba is a big city, there were a lot of musicians also, a lot of...
Yeah, it's really clubs. Good scene. It's not bad at all. Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
But I moved 7 years to Mexico City. The first city, yes. It's really huge too, and there is a big scene there too.
Yeah, Mexico has a lot of music to tell you the truth, when I was younger, I always thought there was nothing going on in Mexico. I don't know why. It's just that when you watch TV, you don't see all the music. They just always play folkloric music, charros, mexicanos, and all that stuff. And
I would
say like the dark wave scene is really big in Mexico.
Even bigger than in Argentina, yes. From Latin America, Mexico is the center of everything. Ciudad de Mexico is really huge and the scene is amazing.
I had the wrong ideas in my head. I never thought. Mm-hmm. I found out, later on.
The people, it's cool, and the weather, everything.
I suppose because it tends to be a lot more underground, it's not like so obvious. You have to go looking for it.
Right.
But I think that's the same with dark wave all around the world. It's of like course. A community of people interconnected,
right,
in all countries. But it's in the underground.
Right, right. You probably also play in other bands before joining. I mean, putting together the duo Night Hex. Before that, you play in other bands, right?
Yeah, yes, I was sectionist for many bands, a punk band, electropunk band too, yes. I played in band in Berlin too, and touring a little bit Europe before, and then Latin America mostly too, yeah.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
We did DJ set sometimes too.
Yeah, you also are DJs, right? You played DJ sets.
Yeah, when the opportunity arises, we do DJ sets. We actually started out playing more garage, rock and roll and stuff like that before we did what we do now, which is more dark techno, dark electronic music, dark wave.
In upcoming albums, we hope release really soon. We finish pretty soon. We have a lot of different styles.
Yeah. This is the thing, I think, when we have a really eclectic taste in music, both of us.
Mm-hmm.
Industrial touches.
So we like to be able to do different things and explore our passions for different musical genres. So when we first met, we used to DJ garage rock or rock and roll and stuff like that. I don't like having to kind of put yourself in a box and say, we are dark wave and we are this. We have a really eclectic taste in music, a really eclectic past, and I think that influences our music a lot as well.
Yeah, I hear it in your songs. They're not...
Yeah, I like bands like from Six and the Banshee, The Cramps, Suicide, but yeah, I like industrial theme too, like from 242, Nixerel.
Yeah, I love that. You know, I love The Cramps. So.
Yeah. We both really like
them. I saw them so many times in here, The Cramps.
Are you so like, oh, you're really.
Oh, loud. Yeah, The Cramps. It's one of my favorite bands. Look, wait.
I guess. The way they mix rockabilly, horror punk, and dark movies and play with gender roles, gender stereotypes.
It's The Cramps.
Oh, yeah.
It's a really, really good one.
Yeah.
45, 7-inch. Yes, really good.
Yeah.
We have a few in our collection.
Some inedit.
Like I said, you know, I listen to
demos. We like to collect.
In
which city of US you are?
I'm located in New Jersey, in the state of New Jersey, but it's like 20 minutes from Manhattan. Like 20 minutes. I just crossed the tunnel and I'm there, 20 minutes. So, you know,
we've never been in the US.
Really want to go to the US and do a US tour, and New York is like our ultimate.
I don't know if this year, but the next year for sure.
Well, sure. It'll be fun meeting you also, you know, like because
after release the album.
Yeah. It's on our list.
Yeah. So it will be fun for you.
Maybe not necessarily least this year. For early next year, if not this year, it would be amazing to go to the US.
Yeah, we want to start working from now to the next year.
Yeah, because you guys are working on an LP, right? On a full album right now?
Yeah.
It's almost finished.
Yeah.
We are doing the last touch, but it's almost finished.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost there. We hope to have it out very soon.
We are working in the art.
We're just finalizing the last couple of songs and the album artwork. Finish. We've got an amazing designer from Barcelona who's going to do like an amazing sleeve.
But we are releasing singles every month. I know, active.
I heard at least 10 of your songs. I don't know how many you have that I listened to. 10 singles. Against the Grain was one of them, right?
Yeah.
New Dawn.
Was the second single that we ever released.
Yeah. I heard Take My Heart, I think I also heard.
Yeah, that was the debut single.
Yeah. And the last one you just put out is called In Flames, right?
In Flames, yeah.
Yeah, just this week. we put out in place.
It's more aggressive, more industrial.
Yeah.
We like the power of the song. Yeah. We work a lot in the song, in the production and everything.
Yeah, I saw a couple of your videos. You really got a nice stage presence, you know, the two of you with your guitar and stuff.
Yeah.
I like it. I like that. And your lyrics, you both write your lyrics, or Samantha puts more time on that, or both of you together?
Samantha make the lyric and we make the whole music. Yeah.
So Samantha,
I write all of the lyrics and do all the vocals, and Pablo does backing vocals as well. But all of the music is made. We do work with other musicians, like maybe we will work with a bassist or a drummer and sessionist, but the majority of the music is created by Pablo. He's very modest, but he's a machine, and he's a multi-instrumentalist, and
right.
All of the electronic elements, the synths, the guitars, it's all him.
We
like to collaborate with other people too. We're trying to make remix of all the songs too.
We want
to collaborate with artists of different countries, our producers too.
We have this kind of open way of working where, yes, we're predominantly a duo. Our image is a duo, and the songwriting process is ours. But whenever we get the opportunity, we really like to work and with other people, collaborate with people from around the world.
We have the freedom to invite friends to play live show with us, like a bass or drum machine.
I think that's the key to keeping things fresh and to always be learning, always be adapting.
We learn a lot with producing ourselves this album, really. We grow a lot.
Yeah.
We are really anxious to putting out this album and to start to work in the second one.
It seems like you guys are having fun. Plus, it's a new, fresh, new band, and there are new every day. I guess you find new sounds and new electronics. That's something that you can add. And I heard this. What do you think? And it's like working together is something new, no? For you guys.
Yeah, we like to be in the studio many hours a day in the cave.
Yeah, trying new things, experimenting.
Spend the night producing.
I suppose when we first started, the first few songs were a lot more post-punk. I mean, Against the Grain has like really strong post-punk guitars. But now we're experimenting more. We're putting a lot more synths in the songs, more industrial sounds, as well as the dark wave and post-punk elements. And we're just constantly evolving and trying new things. And I think that's a really positive thing.
Of course.
After this interview, we're going to go in to make a new video or two for No Destinations.
Today?
Today, after here, after the interview, we're going to...
I thought in Spain, especially in Andalusia, but during these weeks, the people don't do much. They just hang out and go to all those Holy Week stuff. Not just
things. Here, especially, is really conservative religion.
I know.
I don't like the things.
This is better for us because we have like less people in locations and we can film better material.
Right. Yeah, I always ask this question, which I never thought about the answer after they told me why, you know, because I always thinking about a lot of bands, a lot of metal bands, heavy metal bands. I asked this question before because they always make their videos in remote locations, in forests, like mountains and stuff. And there is no much something... No imagination. Why don't they do it in different places? Like those are the places where there is no people around. They tell you that don't bother anybody. That's why they go to those remote places and do video clips and stuff. So I guess that's the best place to do them, right? With no, you don't need licenses or permissions or anything.
Abandoned location.
Right. So I was going to ask you about your lyrics, Samantha. You're looking for your lyrics more for beauty or the charming things, or more into like the ugliness and the roughness of life? Or you try to add a little bit of everything?
I would say, well, I've always been drawn to darkness and dark topics. So, but I write from the heart and I write about things that bother me, that interest me. I'm very much inspired by mythology, folklore, these like archetypes of like the witch and the monsterization of women and playing on gender stereotypes and things like that. Sometimes I might get inspired by a particular word and then go from there, or a particular expression, or maybe it's a story that I've read. It's kind of, it depends really.
Right. But like when you want to write a song, there's no like, I'm going to write about this subject. It's like you start and develops. You may think of one idea and something, a totally different song that you thought about, I guess.
I would say, I saw counterculture stuff.
I mean, there's stuff. Obviously certain themes that run through music.
Anti-war stuff, anti-fascist stuff.
I like to play with gender stereotypes, and I like to play with taking old myths and archetypes and like making them modern, turning them on their heads. But it depends really. I mean, maybe like sometimes
a sexy people, stuff too.
Yeah, we like sexy to play with stuff, sexuality,
right,
and things like that. But it depends really, because maybe it will come from a melody. We'll listen to this, he'll play me a song, we'll listen to the melody, and then I'll start just like words will start coming to me. It depends really. Each time it's a different process. But I obviously get inspired by specific things, and there's certain messages that I want to transmit in the lyrics, for sure.
Are there any special places where you like to write about, you know, like, or even you like writing more in the morning, the day, at night? It really doesn't matter.
I would say I'm a morning person and I do all my creative stuff in the morning. Pablo is the complete opposite, he's a complete night owl, totally nocturnal. And he works best at night working on the music. But a particular place to write, not really. I don't really need to be in a specific place. I think it's more I need to feel inspired by an emotion or a myth or a character in order to kind of like go from there.
Listening to other musicians, other music that inspires you to write songs also or no? Like when you listen to a different artist that you really like?
Oh, for sure. I mean, sometimes I think that's subconscious. But yeah, obviously we've got a lot of influences.
In music too, yes.
We have really eclectic music taste, really eclectic taste. So yeah, certain bands might inspire us, or certain genres of music. Yeah. We take inspiration from all around us, I think. And sometimes you're not even aware of that. It just kind of comes subconsciously.
I think so. We are not aware. People can come to us and say, oh, yeah, I remember that. But we don't do the same thinking that.
Yeah, because like some people say that there's a nostalgic vibe to the music as well as like it's very current and modern and experimental.
Right.
People say there's touches of like older bands of the 80s.
We play
like
with the nostalgia.
She's in the Banshees and things like that. So there's obviously definite influences there that come through. Yeah.
And we don't have any problem with this.
It's a compliment.
Right. Of course.
But they also compare us with really modern bands that we really know are so into. But the people say, you sound like a Boy Hasher or Leon Hanover or whatever.
Yeah.
We like the band, but we are not so into the band, but the people compare us a lot with this.
Yeah. I think it's because as well we're a duo and we're a guy and a girl, so we've got that.
Automatically they put us in this.
They categorize us with other male-female duos, of like course. Boy Hasher, Leon Hanover. I mean, that's only going to be a compliment.
Yeah, we are not.
They're incredible bands and they have amazing music that we really admire.
So I guess you guys never worry that you're gonna run out of ideas. You're always gonna have something to say, right? You always are gonna have something to say.
Like 10 albums, but you never know. Somewhere down the line, I'd like to think not, but.
So if I had to ask you, how much of your life happiness would you say comes from music?
A lot.
And the happiness of playing live. Yeah, we love to play live. The connection with the people. We realized in COVID era was really shitty because you have to give show between, it's good that new technology do a show with, from the phone and internet, but it's not the synchronization, you know, like
I think there's nothing compares with when you're playing a live show and you really connect with people in the audience and you get this feedback and this connection between you and them, and you can see them enjoying the music. Like, obviously, I think that's what all musicians do.
The magic that happened, no?
Right.
But also seeing the end results, because, like, you might start off with a song with, like, a basic idea, and then a few months down the line, seeing the end result is really satisfying.
Of course.
Now we have a coming tour from to Greece in May. Six gigs in Greece and 2 gigs in Italy.
Yeah.
It's our first time in Greece, so we're really excited about
it. We're really looking forward to getting out on the road and meeting new people, connecting with people that come to our shows. Because that's why we do this. That's why all musicians want to play live and have that experience of connecting.
You're going to be in Poland also in October, is it? Is that
October. In the Return to Back Cave Festival. It's really friendly, cozy festival.
It's an amazing coffee festival. Yeah. And Return to the Back Cave is also the label which we're going to release our debut album.
Oh, okay.
It's a Polish label.
They're going to play bands like Apegrado and amazing bands too this day.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're really excited to go to Poland and play there.
Mm-hmm. I see. I saw you. You did also some live shows in Madrid, right? Are you gonna do
Madrid? We went in France too.
Italy.
Yeah, we've been
in Berlin.
Italy. We played at an incredible festival at just outside Paris last summer.
Okay.
It was a chateau, and it was like incredible. Like the level of art that went into this, it was all like decorated like historical medieval decoration. They had fire sculptures of like witches burning, pentagrams on fire.
Everything
incredible.
You can
imagine.
Wow, it was really nice. And amazing bands played there as well.
Well, we are surprised that in Italy, for example, the scene is really good too, and the people are really
I know a couple of bands from Italy. So most of your friends are all musicians right now, you would say?
Musicians, DJs, so
I
guess you guys got pets also, right? You got pets? That dog is yours, your dog, or is neighbor's dog?
That dog is not ours.
No, it's not.
Maybe you can filter that out.
No, it's okay. I like dogs. I don't have a problem. I got two of them, so it's okay.
In the middle of the nature, a few miles.
We have a cat. We're in the middle of the countryside. There's goats, dogs, cats everywhere right now.
Well, cats or dogs or whatever, they don't know you're rock stars. That's why they keep barking. If they knew, they would shut up. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I really enjoy listening to you guys, to your music. I think, listening to new bands is sometimes is like difficult because you want to listen to a band, but sometimes it takes 10 seconds for you to switch and listen to something else. And that's not a good thing because you got to put, give him more time in 10 seconds or 20 seconds is not enough to find out who they are, you know? But people right now, nowadays, they just keep jumping from one song to the next without paying much attention. It's like background music sometimes.
I think, yeah, I totally agree with you. And I think on the one hand, the internet has been amazing. And like, for example, we can get our music all around the world super fast.
A booking, organized tour.
And organized tours. That's a plus support. There's a lot of people out there making music now, a lot more. And yeah, you have to kind of sift through the good from the bad. And I mean, I remember when I used to buy an album, I would listen to the same album on repeat for days, or like 12, 13 songs. Now, there's, like you say, there's this culture of just like, not just with music, but skipping, getting bored very quickly, passing from one thing to the next. And yeah, it's amazing that you can have so much music at the tip of your fingers, but it's also not necessarily...
Especially no money, not much money, you know? When like you said, I went to a record store, I had to use money to pay. So I have to take care of the product because I spend money on it. So nowadays, you listen to a song, you pay nothing for it. So you don't even care much about that stuff.
Yeah. Even in our music, we're trying to do with the low budget we have, with really low budget DIY, to reach the most professional level that we can reach in a professional studio. We're trying to do with less. We're trying to reach the maximum level. With the stuff we had to work, we work really, really hard to reach professional levels with DIY and less thing.
Yeah, I mean, the quality of the songs are really good. They're well constructed. They're nice. I got nothing bad to say about them. That's why, I like it. I like your style. It's really
good. Some catchy songs or bunch of...
Yeah, there are some catchy moments. Yeah, no, you know, upbeat moments. There are a little dark moments. So it's all good. I have a fun question to ask, you know, that I always ask people, all the bands, different bands of musicians, especially metal music. So I'm just for fun. If you don't want to answer the question, you say, I have no idea who they are.
You're making me nervous. What is this question?
It's a stupid question, but I always ask them just to find out where they are relating to other musicians. So you're going to tell me, okay? I'm going to name four female pop singers. And you're going to tell me in the order you're going to rank them from one to four. One being the best for you or the one you like the most, and four, like the worst for you.
Four the worst and one the best. Yeah. Okay.
One, two, three, four. Okay. So let's see. If you don't know who they are, maybe I can switch, but you probably know who they are. Okay. So number one is going to be Pink. You know, Pink.
Oh, wow.
Pink, right? Pink? Okay, that's one. Number two is Charlie. I don't know if you know. It's Charlie XCX.
Charlie XCX.
If you don't know, I could switch. Don't worry, because a lot of musicians don't know who she is. So it's okay. Forget about Charlie. Number two is Lana Del Rey.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, you really know
that, right? Amazing voice.
Okay, number three is Lady Gaga.
Oh.
Number three, okay?
She's a good business guy.
Number four is Rihanna. Okay.
This is more for young generation.
Okay, so you're going to tell me. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Who's for you the best
artist?
Can
we give reasons why about all of them first?
Yeah,
all these people is really, really, really good in business, industry, non show business. I think so. They're really mainstream.
I'd say they're all really mainstream, not our cup of tea. But for example, Lana Del Rey, her voice is incredible.
Okay.
And I do like some of her songs. Lady Gaga is like an incredible performer.
Okay.
Pink has got that punk attitude, which we like. Rihanna, I do like some of her songs, but I'm not particularly into that kind of music.
But they are not underground. Four to all of them.
So probably for you will be Lana Del Rey and number one?
No.
I would say maybe Lana Del Rey, because like she does have a cult following as well as the mainstream followers. But for me, Lady Gaga is an incredible performer.
But Lana Del Rey, she's a real really artist. Melodies, yeah. Like I can sing that.
But honestly, we would much rather choose like female punk from women and people from, you know,
aesthetic or Lady Gaga.
I don't want to name artists that are related to your music. That's why I named all the other different ones to see just where do you stand, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird to talk
all
about these people.
All of them are in their own rights, icons, incredible musicians, incredible vocalists, but not our cup of tea.
No, I understand. That's why I ask those questions, because they don't match with your...
Too much mainstream. Yeah,
I understand.
Like mainstream music. I couldn't even tell you what's popular at the moment.
Right. You don't follow those lists, right? What's popular and what's not, right? You don't really care about that stuff.
Not really, no. Honestly. No. I mean, a lot of the mainstream music that's really, really popular now, like, I mean...
We didn't say they are not good musicians, for sure.
Really good musicians. I just asked the questions... I don't listen to them, to tell you the truth. It's not because probably I listened to Lana Del Rey a couple of her records. I did listen to them a couple of times, but the others, I just listen. If you go to a supermarket and you listen to it, or you are not going in an elevator or whatever, and you gotta listen, you got no choice. But it's not. It's not
like catchy song like Avril Lavigne.
That's the amazing thing about music. There's something for everyone, and not everyone has to like the same things. You know, I mean. I can't criticize artists who are big in the charts now, like, for example, Rosalia and people like that. Okay. They're obviously doing something right to be so successful, but it's not for us. We don't like mainstream music. We like underground music. And those kind of artists, they're not even on our radar, to be honest.
No, I understand. I was going to say, probably the music that you like is what I like, more or less, you know. Susie and the Banshees for me was when I listened to the first album. I was
incredible.
For me, I saw her also in 1985. I keep mine. I saw her in New York.
The year I was born.
Yeah, 1985. I saw her at Radio City Music Hall in New York. So all those bands, I know about them. I used to, you know. Follow all those bands in the 80s, you know.
But now she's playing again live shows.
She's just announced that she's going to be doing some live shows in England this summer. I mean, she's incredible. We really do love her. The music is
it's a clever girl,
No, I love those guitars.
Definitely an influence of ours, for sure.
Yeah, I got a Susie and the Banshees somewhere also here.
You have your collection of...
I got my collection all over the place. But what happened, I had a flood in my basement and a lot of my records got really in bad shape.
We have some vinyl too, yeah.
I am a vinyl collector, so... I don't know if you can see it.
Wow, yeah.
You see?
Yeah, wow.
It's a really good
addiction, man.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I like all that. It's not that I, you know, that's my cup of tea. You know, I love like the Velvet Underground, all that stuff. That's my music.
Yeah, she's good. Lydia Lunch, we like to.
I saw Lydia Lunch also. I followed a lot of the hardcore music, you know, like the Dead Kennedys, Gangrene, all those bands.
Yeah, my roots are punk too.
Both of our roots are punk.
All
are
punk.
Listening to punk, rock and roll, garage rock. That's a big influence for both of us. And even though we get defined as dark wave or post-punk, I think you can feel that influence sometimes, maybe in the lyrics that we write, the theme, and
I like that stuff. That's why I like your music. It's been fun talking to you. I hope you guys come to New York one of these days. You know,
we hope so too. It's on our it's on our to-do list. We really want to go to New York. Well, in California, the US in general, and tour.
It's a large country. Argentina is a big country, but really big. But the United States is still a little more. It's bigger.
A little more, yeah. it's really.
And there is a big difference. Depends where you live, you know, from north to south. There's big east to west. There's a big difference in people you're going to meet and their cultures and stuff. You know, it's not homogeneous. It's so much different that you can learn from the United States, not just a couple of stupid politicians we got, you know. There's much more than that.
Yeah, here the same with politicians.
Yeah, I mean, the culture of music is incredible there.
Yeah,
now we are really, really working hard at focusing and finish this album and release, put it out. And
then tour as much as we possibly can.
Well,
I mean, another reason we do this is because we love to travel and
put the vinyl out in US too. Yes, for sure.
So to be able to play music and tour and travel the world, it's like the dream for any musician, I think, and that's our goal: go as many places as possible.
Mm. So, we want to find out about you guys, like I did. You got a Bandcamp, right, where they can buy.
Bandcamp was really, really good for us. Yeah. We love Bandcamp. Okay.
Yeah,
we feel really comfortable with Montana. And we're talking with 2Level at the moment for release the album. Hmm.
Yeah, we're going to first release it on CD, but then we're also going to do vinyl. We've also been looking at doing some limited edition cassettes because they're really back. Hmm. They kind of came full circle.
Right.
We have a lot of things in the pipeline.
Okay,
but you can find us in Spotify and
that's where I first heard. I saw your videos in YouTube, and then I listened to in one of those stream platforms. So
Bandcamp, I think, is very good way for people to support favorite bands and help artists. Obviously, like, there's a lot of financial costs involved when you're making an album, going on tour. So any way that fans can help by supporting their favorite artists, I think, it's always going to be appreciated.
Yeah.
We are doing our merch.
Yeah. Next job is to make a bunch of t-shirts and things for the next tour.
I like your t-shirts, the ones you have. They're cool.
Thanks.
we made this t-shirt. Yeah.
They're cool. So, I just want to wish you all the best. And I guess if they want to follow you, those, I think I saw Mr. Pablo in Instagram. So I'm going to follow him. If you put something.
The band, it's Night Hex Band.
Night Hex. If they Google Night Hex, I think that's the only result they're gonna find you guys, right? I think.
I hope so.
If you Google Night Hex, I think there are nice photos of you guys playing and stuff.
Yeah, thank you for giving us this opportunity to show us our music to the people in US.
I want them to
interview really good bands that we like to.
I want people to listen to you. Take a, listen to their songs. They're like I said, I think they got like 10 singles. You can listen to them and, in Spotify or Tidal or whatever. They're there. And I really think they're good. Like I said before, when I get in touch with these bands, most of, like 99% of the time, if I don't like them, I'm not going to even bother. And so all my interviews are probably with bands that I like for some reason or the other. So that's why we're talking to Night Hex, to Sam and Pablo, and I wish them all the best. And if they ever come to New York, I want to meet them. We can go.
We'll look you up for sure.
Yeah.
You can show us the site.
We're looking forward to meet you.
And we can look in your record collection.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I can send maybe we can trade stuff. But I got most of my record collection is in Spain. So, because
me too. I found the vinyl in everywhere. I collected vinyls too in Mexico too.
Yeah, I'm a big collector. Too much. I think I collected so much that, you know, it's hard to carry all the stuff with you. So, but I like it.
The fact of this band, like Hexobin Duo, is good for us. The times we can work and compose some really faster compared we have a full band, you know, the working together. We were really fast in making songs and preparing everything.
So Night Hex is going to be around for a while right now, you think, right?
We hope, yeah.
Of course.
I hope so, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, as soon as this album's finished, we haven't even finished it. We're already talking about the second one. We really want to be productive and we like to keep creating all the time and, for now, we've got lots of ideas and we just want to keep
experimenting. We compose really, really fast. Yeah,
it's weird. Like, we have a really good dynamic in terms of composing songs. It's kind of very organic, very natural, and we're very, very fast. It surprised us, didn't it, how easy it was for us to make music together when we first met.
So you're a nice match. That's much. Yeah. You're getting ideas.
We feed off each other.
Yeah, feed off each other with the new ideas, because I guess Pablo has a long career with dealing with music and bands and stuff, and you give him also new ideas for him to that he can compose new things, new types.
Yeah, we want to be a prolific band and keeping
So,
I mean, Pablo's had a lot of experience in the music industry, touring with different bands, working with different bands.
We are still learning
every day. In other ways that we both contribute different things, and his knowledge is really, really helpful for the project.
Sam is really good looking and doing a lot of stuff too.
Yeah, so I think you guys have a good future coming. You know, I expect you to keep doing what you're doing. You're doing the best.
So thank you.
Just keep doing that, and hope to see you soon. And of course, if in the future we can have another interview with them, they will tell me about the third album, how they're doing with the third album, and and if they're going to Los Angeles or they're going to Mexico, whatever. They'll be
definitely, yeah.
So we hope we can talk to you again.
We're
going to
send you the album too.
We'll send you the album as soon as it's out.
That would be cool. So I wish them all the best. And you guys, we'll see you next week with a different interview. And that's it. Have fun. Enjoy
Thank
your
you
day.
Thank you so much for having us on your show. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
It's our first interview in US too, so really good for us.
Apologies for the noisy dog in the background.
Oh, don't worry, because my dog upstairs does the same thing and drives me nuts. But what can I say? So no problem. See you next week, guys.